A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Happy Christmas Eve to George. Because tomorrow, the NBA is Christmas for him. How are you going to handle it? How are you going to handle it, Gary?
George gets an NBA minute a day.
NBA minute a day.
That's pretty cool. That's probably more than I'll get, George.
Hey, George. I got a whole hour set aside for tomorrow. What are you talking about?
Okay, let's get it.
I'll watch the World Series tomorrow night, though, George. It'll be a multi-screen night, though.
Hey, well, there's a lot of guys starting on the injured reserve or the injured list, too.
Yep.
I mean, no Kuzma, no Paul George, no Zion.
First time since the 60s that an NBA season will begin that Wilt Chamberlain will not be in the top five of points scored.
Wow.
Yeah. But here's the other thing. Stephen A. had a list earlier about guys with the most pressure.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, one is LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
But his two and three are on the same team with Russ and James. Who, I actually think that's going to work.
Who was it an intentional thing on Saturday night not to acknowledge that they were both sitting behind home plate late in that game?
They didn't mention it, did they?
Nope.
It was crazy.
Nope. Harden, Westbrook sat there. Westbrook wanted to be somewhere else.
I mean, he was ready to go.
He was not real interested.
Yeah.
Harden was just kind of hanging.
When the Yankees did that home run, you could tell he was like, damn, I got to hang around.
Oh, Russ.
So one of the guys they were sitting next to, I mean, those must be his seats, is like the secondary owner of the Astros. But they were there for a long time. They actually were standing. And I thought Joe Buck would mention something. Didn't mention anything.
Not a thing.
I mean, they're kind of recognizable.
Yeah, you think they're mad at the NBA, or the NBA just didn't want to have anything
Fox
to do
doesn't
with
have the NBA.
Ah, good point.
So not even right.
That's kind of shady.
Yeah.
That's ESPN. They don't have the Wisconsin-Ohio State game. They're not going to mention anything about it, so they go to Brookings, South Dakota.
Well, if they win,
Game Day's in Brookings.
If they win,
So that's pretty cool. I mean, like, ESPN can do that. Now, they, you know, if Fox is already going to Columbus, so they were going to have that there. I don't think the SEC ESPN wanted to go back to LSU.
Nope.
So there's really no other great games. Yeah. Michigan
and
blew
SDSU
their chance.
Is what, 6-1, 7-1?
So, I mean, that'll be really, really cool. It's a gift for South Dakota State. I mean, it's a huge
gift. Thank you, Illinois.
To put game day there.
Thank you, Illinois.
Speaking of
ESPN
which,
would not have been in. Because Fox is already in Columbus.
Fox is inside the stadium, according to the people there, that if they would have won, they would have been on the other side of campus.
I doubt that.
That's what they said.
I doubt that.
Other side of campus is where they would have been.
I don't.
Fox would have been right by the tunnel where you got to cross over. That's where they were going to be. And then ESPN was going to be on the other side of campus.
What are the other options?
There are. LSU. Not a very good weekend.
Can't go to Ann Arbor.
No.
No, there's no other.
And
Indiana, Morrill Stadium obviously could come here.
Yeah. Right.
come back.
I mean, they've been to Fargo. They had a great time in Fargo.
Yeah, they did.
That was nice. I'm wondering, like, their whole crew will have to stay like in Sioux Falls because there's like essentially three hotels in Brookings, and I've stayed in all three of them.
And it happened when they go to Penn State, they can't find places to stay.
Well, you got
to
stay. Yeah, you got to stay.
They have the same problem there.
Well,
and that's much
and
bigger.
Then getting to the game
and
stuff,
because
too.
I'm sure that they were not. This was not on their radar like 6 weeks ago when they usually start reserving blocks. Yeah. So like, okay. Friday, contingency plan. We're going to Brookings, South Dakota.
Who,
you know what they do in Penn State? They stay in people's houses. They rent houses.
So that'd be pretty cool.
B&Bs? Oh, that ain't bad. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that. Who? I was asking Michael, and we'll talk about it tomorrow on the Big Ten Whip, but whose game of the three, but Notre Dame going to Ann Arbor, Wisconsin going to Ohio State, or Penn State going to East Lansing is your, like, yeah, the teams involved are who I think I am. Like, who's the litmus game? Is this a chance to prove that Ohio State's really, really good, that Wisconsin's not that bad, that the wheels aren't coming off in Michigan, Penn State's really good?
I think we know what Michigan is at this point.
Yeah. Are you sure?
I think we do.
But you know
what?
What
about the second half,
so
though? They rallied.
You can't have, James like, Franklin when you get to that far, you can't have moral victories. But there was part of what Michigan did. I don't, like, if you're thinking you're all out on Harbaugh, you might pause for like a second. They go, you know what? They were down 21-0. Granted, there were still some Harbaugh-isms during that game.
Dude, Shea Patterson
but you
was
had a
pretty
chance.
Tough. I don't know about Harbaugh. I don't know about
you
that.
You jumped on me for me mentioning Kansas, and they lost.
I'm not into moral losses.
That game and probably should have got blown out, but you know, the coach on the other side isn't that great for Penn State.
Dude, James Franklin, I'm telling you, that exchange before half was nothing short of nuts. You attempt the field goal, and then Penn State doesn't use timeouts, but then uses one to punt.
Well, there was a lot of bad coaching decisions. It's Monday. So you got Harbaugh trying a 58-yard field goal. You got Pat Shurmur, whatever he was trying to do yesterday.
I will say this, though. Arizona, Murray's performance, he's flying under the radar. That little dude is bald.
How about the fact they fought back? Giants got back in the game, and they said, no. Sorry, we're going to sack. We're going to sack your quarterback seven straight times.
That was a brutal game.
Couldn't
that
be.
Was a brutal. There was
that
some brutal.
Washington's in, there Washington's was some San Francisco games. With the water. Being like
but you know what? I like. I like the occasional
that was crazy
weather impacted game.
Yeah, that game.
Hey, and by the way, okay. So it starts raining. It's miserable conditions.
Yep.
Neither team wants to be there. That was like hurry up football. I mean, they were literally
240. They were literally
half a quarter ahead of everybody.
Yep. Gotta get rid of it.
Better guy to have a press conference and hear from Doug Peterson or Anthony Lynn yesterday. You almost felt bad for Anthony Lynn, but he's trending. But Peterson, I think, was going to, like, I don't know, man. That guy was pretty down.
Well, he put faith in his team. I mean, he wasn't talking to the Cowboys when he made his guarantee.
Yeah.
He put faith in his team.
Step up.
Man, they laid an egg. Yep. They laid a big egg in that game.
Step up.
And now to figure out what's going on with them internally, though.
Well, and the thing about that division is you have to win the division to get in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're not getting a wild card out of that division.
No, because the second one probably comes from the West and the other one from the South, right? Is that what we think?
Well, maybe.
Watch out for the North.
What happens with Carolina? I mean, it depends on what happens with Carolina. I could see two coming from the North.
Green Bay and Minnesota?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I don't know what happens to Carolina. It's nice that everything's working out right now, but... No, I don't think so.
Well, they're going to drop Cam Newton back into the fold.
That would be the worst thing to do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's their out. Like, in Carolina, Kyle Allen's not your future.
Sure.
But if you're trying to move on from Cam Newton, you can save money next year. That's your out.
Is Cam Newton the type of guy that could go someplace and not be the guy? Could he, like, go to another strong culture?
Be a backup?
Yeah.
No.
No. We were talking about, could he go to a place and just kind of walk in and be a one-year guy to rehab
his career?
Could he be a one-year guy?
If you had the right head coach.
Could he work with Arians in Tampa?
Possibly.
How about the strong run game in Tennessee?
The 15 quarterback class.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, how about Tennessee, though?
Oh, you found the quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, like we all thought they would.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's
not the case. No.
Just keep playing him. Chiefs got him in 3 weeks.
Yeah, if they could just get by the next 2 weeks. If Mahomes comes back in like 3 weeks, you just don't want it to be so cluttered. Mm-hmm. You know, but those games aren't in the division because they got the Packers and the Vikings.
Yeah. Then Tennessee
and then Texans and
Chargers.
Stafford missed one game, had a bye week, and came back the third game. Same injury, came back the third game.
I don't think they'll play him until after their bye, so you're looking at like 5 weeks.
Ooh,
that's
a lot.
But
how about if they don't play well?
But you have – so the most important thing is to win your division, which they're up 3 games.
Right.
Okay, now they're going to be in a battle with Baltimore to get that number 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you still have the Patriots, so there's a loss on your ledger. If you feel confident enough that you're a Super Bowl team, why rush him back? Because I think it helps you. All of a sudden, the onus is on your defense. You have enough good skill people around, and you have a head coach, like we talked the other day, that has familiarity with playing a backup and designing a game plan. Mm. I mean, this happening on a Thursday could turn out to be beneficial for the Green Bay game because they have extra time to design stuff just for Matt Moore. But I think defensively... You know, now you put a little onus on those guys that they can't just, you know, they have to play well week in and week out because it's not going to be Mahomes gets the ball and they score 7.
Well, you left out Buffalo for a possible 2 seed, right?
Yeah.
I did like their uniforms yesterday. I was probably
five
the only
and one.
But...
man. Five
yeah, I don't think
one.
I don't think their color rush uniforms got them their fifth victory.
I
think that would be the Miami Dolphins.
Sure.
Who, well, you know when your season is going bad when you have the onside kick that ends up in the end zone.
And, yeah.
That thing got housed.
But if I'm Cincinnati, I'm more into tank for Tua than Miami is. I mean, Andy Dalton, you got to make a decision on him. You can't run the ball. You're bad. You could trade A.J. Green.
You think Tua's the guy
tank
for that
Tua.
System?
I think any quarterback is.
Taylor, because he's going to be kind of a McVay guy,
who do you
right?
think he would like? Tua? Who do you think he would like?
I don't
know. I don't think he would. I don't. That's not who I think he would like.
You thinking Herbert?
I said that guy in Washington he might like.
Eason?
Yeah. I think he might like
boy,
that.
Boy, that game was weird.
I think he may really like him. That game was weird. I think it'd be a tough sell in Cincinnati if you have the number one overall pick and Jacob Eason is a quarterback. I think you have an owner that would say, here's who you're taking.
Yeah.
And if you're not taking him, then we'll go and bring back
Marvin somebody Lewis. Else.
you know what the game in Washington the other day said? That Mario Cristobal is for real.
So is Andy Avalos.
That his plan and his identity of that football team is built to last. I mean, they did something. You know, we all watch football this weekend, and so you're always comparing and contrasting. When they got down, they played harder.
They did.
That's a great sign.
They got a little lucky that Washington got banged up.
And they wore them down.
Losing your wide receiver, losing your running back in the first half.
I mean, there were some fellas that were taking hits.
They still managed to get a 14-point lead with all backups, which surprised me. But yeah, they wore them down in the fourth quarter, running the ball. They get the best left side of the offensive line,
in college, not just back.
They continued to run the football even when they were behind. Yep. I mean, he had an identity, he stuck to it, and they played harder. And you know, I mean, they're still outside of the playoff hunt, but they're still alive. I mean, and he's going to be the real deal because the knock up there is he's a Miami guy that is in the Pacific Northwest that recruits like a Miami guy, tries to treat football like a Miami guy. Well, I think he's treating football like he's a really good coach and knows what he's doing.
And he's got money to spend too.
Yeah, he's a grinder. I mean, he's not the easiest person to play for or work for. But if you follow what he's doing and you stick to it, there's good rewards. I mean, you never have to worry about coming off the field and coach grabbing your face mask and dog cussing you right and
left. I was about to ask you that today. How many times did your face mask grab?
A ton,
right?
Yeah.
I know. It's like the first thing I learned.
Yeah.
Do not yank back when they grab it. Yeah, just go with it. That's the first thing I learned.
And it depends on the player, too.
Like nowadays,
if the player can handle it, no big deal.
Yeah, well.
Okay, so here's a good question because I'm going to get into this. Because it's changed.
It has.
Where it used to see that a lot and didn't faze people. And I think there are players who, if you put, you can dog cuss me, you can do all of that stuff, you can dress me down. But once you touch me, then we got some speaks. If that was your son and you were up in the stands and that happened.
Had I had four bad play calls that led up to that?
Your son walks over to the sidelines and his college football coach.
I probably may be mad in the moment, but I did like the follow-up conversation. And that quarterback, his how do you say his last name?
Adamano.
His body language never changed. So he appeared to be receiving
it
well.
He handled it.
He appeared to be receiving it well.
So does that tell you that it's commonplace?
To get yelled at?
He revs high.
Probably.
Like, you watch his...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He revs super high. Yeah. So maybe they're used to
that. We used to have coaches grab guys and pull them off the field.
Yeah, you can't really do that anymore.
No keyword there is used to.
Used to, yeah.
Used to.
Used to have guys do that.
Just a few years ago, remember when Bo jumped Taylor and everybody lost their mind?
Poked him in the chest.
And I was like, I wonder what was...
Because some point along the way, it changed where... You can dress me down, but once you touch me, then it's a gots to go situation.
The other thing, and you and I both talked about everybody.
That's
how
they got Levitt.
Yeah,
touching a guy.
About addressing things that aren't substantiated yet. How many times in this press conference or where do you think media goes today with Mo Washington?
It can't be the first question. It has to be one of the first things out of the head coach's mouth.
So you think he'll address it first?
He has to.
If it's the thing that everybody's rumoring, then he does. But if it's not, and they're still working on it.
Then you would just ask the question?
Somebody's going to have to ask the question, I think.
Mm-hmm. But I think because, I mean, how many people got asked this weekend? Everybody got asked this weekend.
I was reading through them,
He knows it, and so I think he has to address it right when he starts. Because what's the first question when he gets done?
Well, how would you ask it? Do you say, hey, there are...
What's his situation? What's the status of Maurice Washington?
Is Maurice Washington still part of your football program?
What's the status of Maurice Washington in your football team?
Have you had any departures?
No. You got one guy. Is Maurice Washington still part of your football program?
I just don't know if he's going to receive that.
Well, he's got to because it's the elephant in the room that then it turns into teammates are going to be asked. It's kind of a... He doesn't want to go there with injuries. How about Saban going there with Tua's injury?
He used it as an example. He was like, hey, that's not that hard to do.
He went right after it.
So he doesn't want distractions, and he knows who the guy is that injured and all the questions that will come. Yep. So he stays out in front of it, and he also doesn't want his teammates being asked about him.
Right.
So the only person that's going to be asked will be him, and he will tell you what's going on. And he did that. It was kind of refreshing to hear that.
Said high ankle sprain, he'll be out for a week. Mm-hmm. Then she followed up, and he's like, I already asked. I answered it. We'll rally around. Don't worry about
that. No, that strategy is not for everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're at Alabama, you feel a little bit differently.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a great way to handle that injury because there's no speculation. There's no, okay, what's going to happen? And then teammates start to get asked about it. And that's the last thing he wants. But he doesn't like distractions. And so he took care of that distraction because, you know, it could be a major distraction. But, you know, that's not for everyone. I mean, Scott's not. Doesn't want to do that with injuries, but I think today he has to address that.
Right, and now we're not going in until 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder what that means.
Maybe nothing.
What do you think it means?
Maybe nothing. I know originally this thing moved because they messed up and didn't know volleyball wasn't going to be in town. So they had to move some stuff because of that. I don't know. I'm just hoping 5 o'clock still stays the same. That's what I'm hoping for. I just want that to stay the same. I don't want to lose that interview.
What's at 5 o'clock?
Interviewing Scott for bye week, Big Red.
He agreed to it, huh? I thought you were on the outs. I thought you were. He was not sitting down with you.
I'm not on the outs. He didn't have time. And so hopefully they have time now. Fred and
yeah,
Scott
you get
today.
You get both of them.
Yeah, both of them today.
Oh, nice. At the same time?
No, that would be really cool.
That would be good.
That'd be really cool. That would be good. One at 1, 1 at 5.
Oh, nicely done.
Hang on, right. Lincoln.
Have a show.
Thank you.
Shock the system. Live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. It's the Gary Sharp Show. On 1620 The Zone, the Zone app, and 1620thezone.com. Here is Gary Sharp.
All right, good Monday morning, everybody. Welcome in. Hope you all had a great weekend. Nice little bye weekend. Sit back, relax, watch a little ball, hang out with the family. That honeydew list finished. You mowed your leaves in your front yard. Or some just let the leaves fall and waiting for that big wind that is headed to the metro today to blow all of your leaves into the neighbor's yard. But it was a busy weekend. Lots going on. The World Series is set. Nebraska and Indiana, the line is set, which will see the Hoosiers walk into Lincoln as of right now for the 2:30 kick on Saturday as a favorite, which just kind of falls in line with the way the season has begun. We have the show today, as you heard there on the crossover, usually we carry Scott Frost's press conference, and it's 12:30 on normal days, but Nebraska's not in school today. So they pushed things back a little bit, and they pushed it back even further. So Scott Frost, the head coach, will not talk until 2, so that will not be on our program. But we will have Mike Schaefer and Matt Verzal, who are regulars on our show on Monday. We're going to adjust them a little bit. Mike Oz from Yahoo Sports coming up within the hours. I mentioned the World Series is set. Game 1 is tomorrow night. Should just be a fantastic World Series between Washington and Houston after the drama that happened on Saturday night with Jose Altuve, who could kind of be the Steph Curry of Major League Baseball with the walk-off home run. And I say that from the standpoint of he's a little fella. He's not very big at all. At some point, you get by saying how small Jose Altuve is and say how good of a contact hitter he is and how good of a baseball player he is. But a lot of kids could relate to Steph Curry because he wasn't very big. He wasn't the 6'7" point guard that would thunder down the lane and two-hand jam it. He was the guy that could dribble, could shoot, and he looks young. Jose Altuve could be one of those. We'll get into that, among other things, with Mike Oz when he joins us. So we'll take a quick break. We come back. Matt Verzal will join us. We'll figure out what Verz did in his bye week. Again, Scott Frost's press conference, his weekly press conference, has been pushed back to 2. And it's just, there's no school in Lincoln, and they have some adjustment of coaches' schedule, so that's why he is going at 2. But we have plenty to talk about. And what is the truth about this week, about this game against Indiana? I will share my thoughts. Plus, we have Monday Night Football tonight. Well, you got the Pats, you got the Jets. We got a weekend that was not good to some teams. Some quarterbacks did not have a good weekend in the NFL. Lots on the plate. It's a Brag and Bitch Monday. I'm already starting to see brags and bitches flow in. We will share those with you. Share them with us right here on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com.